This is the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. It's Tuesday evening, February 24th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news.
BlackBox Stocks and Realloys announce closing of merger. Realloys to begin trading on NASDAQ under ticker ALOO. BlackBox Stocks and Realloys have successfully closed their merger, with Realloys set to start trading on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ALOOOO. The combined company aims to be a vertically integrated, zero-China Nexus heavy rare earth platform supporting U.S. national security and defense supply chains. This move marks the public market debut of a North American heavy rare earth platform, enhancing the country's strategic capabilities.
TNewer appoints Tim Kubek as President of the Americas to accelerate enterprise growth. TNewer appoints Tim Kubek as President of the Americas to accelerate enterprise growth. Kubek, a seasoned enterprise sales leader, brings a wealth of experience in scaling infrastructure software businesses globally. His proven track record includes driving strong growth at Logic Monitor and BMC Software. CEO Oliver Steil and CRO Mark Banfield express confidence in Kubek's ability to lead TNewer's Americas region to continued success.
Vlado Konatar, the $1 million Airbnb deal closed entirely over social media. Vlado Konatar from Kona Realty Group closed a $1 million Airbnb deal entirely over social media. A buyer from Croatia who had never been to the U.S. purchased a Sarasota property after seeing Konatar in a video. The transaction, from initial contact to listing the property, took 3 months. This reflects a shift in real estate marketing, where social media can generate high-value deals without in-person meetings.
Mukul Lachandani, National Word. What NYC's luxury buyers actually want in 2026, and where to find it? Luxury buyers in New York City are after more than just status symbols. Mukul Lachandani, founder of Undivided, reveals that high-end clients are focused on market value, not just price tags. With a keen eye on market trends and off-market opportunities, Lachandani guides buyers towards properties that offer privacy, flexibility, and future resale potential. Understanding these nuances is key in a city where two apartments in the same building can vary significantly in price per square foot.
Larry Mastropierre, Griffin Ross $10 million campaign signals South Florida's coordinated growth strategy. Griffin Ross launches a $10 million campaign, Ambition Accelerated, to position South Florida's Gold Coast as the unified economic corridor. The initiative, backed by Ken Griffin and Stephen Ross, targets CEOs and founders in high-cost cities. Larry Mastropierre of the Mastropierre Group highlights the shift from market competition to regional positioning. The campaign offers concierge services for relocating executives, aiming to accelerate corporate migration trends in South Florida.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Electro-Optic Systems Holdings Limited, 4Q 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Electro-Optic Systems Holdings Limited for the fourth quarter of 2025. EOS reported fiscal year 25 revenue of $126,300,000, gross margin of 63%, and EBITDA of $24.4 million, with a decline in revenue due to divestment and order timing, ending the year with $106,900,000 in cash. EOS signed 18 contracts worth $420 million, supporting a higher delivery cadence through FY26-FY28.
Surma marks Frankfurt Stock Exchange debut with opening bell ceremony. Surma Group Holding AD marks its debut on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange with a bell-ringing ceremony, signaling a new phase of European growth. The dual listing opens doors for expansion into one of Europe's premier financial centers. showcasing Surma's evolution from a regional technology leader to an internationally recognized enterprise software provider specializing in artificial intelligence solutions.
Max Automation SE, changes to the supervisory board and managing directorate. Max Automation SE announces changes to its supervisory board and managing directorate. Oliver Yaster has been appointed as managing director and CEO, effective April 1, 2026, while Dr. Ralph Guckert will step down from both roles on March 31, 2026. Yaster, a member of the supervisory board since 2013, will lead the company through its current phase. The supervisory board is working on a long-term succession plan.
B2i Digital highlights Hybrid Australia Investor Day as a featured conference. B2i Digital highlights the Australia Investor Day virtual investor conference, connecting 9 presenting companies with a global audience of investors through live online presentations, real-time Q&A, and 1x1 meetings. Hosted by Virtual Investor Conferences at OTC Markets headquarters, the hybrid event offers in-person and virtual access. The program includes a panel discussion and features companies across various sectors. Registration for the event is now open.
Havana Roasters Coffee Companies, Inc. has officially launched its new ticker symbol, THRC, completing its corporate rebranding. The switch signifies the company's shift from an industrial commodities firm to a premium Cuban-style coffee brand. Trading under the new symbol began on the OTC market as of February 24, 2026, marking the final step in the company's transformation process.
Galaxy Payroll Group Limited has renewed a 5-year strategic cooperation agreement with Nike China Holding HK Limited, Macau branch. The agreement, effective from December 1, 2025, will provide comprehensive HR services to Nike Macau branch, including payroll processing and compliance management. This renewal reflects Galaxy's commitment to high-quality client service and revenue stability, showcasing its expertise in the Hong Kong and Macau markets.
SumKnowledge continues to offer lucrative lifetime referral program for RCM professionals. SumKnowledge Inc. continues to offer its lucrative lifetime referral program for revenue cycle management RCM professionals. Partners can earn a 10% commission on the gross monthly revenue of successful referrals for the entire lifetime of the service contract. This program aims to address the financial challenges faced by healthcare providers, offering a scalable solution to maximize revenue and eliminate denials. For more information or to become a referral partner, visit the SumKnowledge website today.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.